Reading in Amos chapter 4, beginning in verse 2. My Lord God swears by his holiness, behold, days are coming upon you when you will be carried off in baskets, and to the last one in fish baskets. Verse 3. And taken out of the city, each one through a breach straight ahead, and flung on the refuse heap, declares the Lord. That is from the Jewish Study Bible. In these verses, God is saying to the people through his prophet Amos, a disaster, humbling, destructive, is going to come upon the people who are disobedient, who are defying and denying the Lord God by their action, by their inaction, that brings abomination to God. We're continuing our study on the title of this part message, Retribution. Last week we spoke about what retribution is, the definition of retribution from dictionary.com, and this is a continuation of part one. What causes the Lord's wrath upon the land? Well, we can read the answer to this question in Jeremiah chapter 32. From the Holman Christian Standard Bible, beginning in verse 26. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Look, I am Yahweh, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am about to hand this city over to the Chaldeans, to Babylon's King Nebuchadnezzar, and he will capture it. The Chaldeans who are going to fight against this city will come, set this city on fire, and burn it along with the houses where incense has been burned to Baal on their rooftops, and where drink offerings have been poured out to other gods to provoke me to anger. And in verse 30, from their youth, the Israelites and Judeans have done nothing but what is evil in my sight. They have done nothing but provoke me to anger by the work of their hands. This is the Lord's declaration. And verse 31, for this city has caused my wrath and fury from the day it was built until now. I will therefore remove it from my presence. And verse 32 says, because of all the evil the Israelites and Judeans have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their officials, their priests, and their prophets, the men of Judah, and the residents of Jerusalem. Verse 33, they have turned their backs to me and not their faces, though I taught them time and time again, they do not listen and receive discipline. And we see here in these verses in Jeremiah chapter 32, God is telling Jeremiah what he's going to do, and he's telling Jeremiah what he's going to tell him to tell the people who have become so ungodly and performing things that are abomination to God. They have bowed down to other gods. They have poured out drink offerings to other gods, to Baal. And the Lord God's wrath is coming upon people today who are serving other gods. God is the creator, the almighty God, the ever-living, everlasting, eternal God is the one who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe. The Lord God is a jealous God. He wants us to completely give our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength to him in serving him and obeying him and seeking him. The Lord God loves us and wants us to come and be a part of his kingdom, which is coming. It grieves, it hurts the Almighty God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai Elohim. It hurts his heart to see that his creation is not obeying, serving, and seeking him, or not giving him worship and praise. It just grieves his heart to see that people are serving and bowing down to other false gods, gods that cannot see, cannot hear, gods that cannot talk. The only one true Most High, Almighty One, the Lord of hosts, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, the universe, the God created everything you see and don't see, is the one that we should worship with our whole heart, whole mind, whole spirit, with all our strength. So two main points that caused the Lord's wrath is: one, the people done nothing but evil in the Lord's sight, and two, people have done nothing but provoke the Lord to anger by the works of their hands. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 25, beginning in verse 3. From the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you time and time again, but you have not obeyed. Verse 4. The Lord sent all his servants, the prophets, to you time and time again, but you have not obeyed or even paid attention. Verse 5. He announced, "Turn, each of you, from your evil way of life and from your evil deeds. Live in the land the Lord gave to you and your ancestors long ago and forever. Do not follow other gods to serve them and to worship them, and do not provoke me to anger by the work of your hands. Then I will do you no harm." Verse 7, "But you would not obey me. This is the Lord's declaration. In order that you might provoke me to anger by the work of your hands and bring disaster on yourselves." These verses in Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 3 through 7, says that God will send his servants, his prophets, his ministers, his Bible-believing and born-again by the Holy Spirit of God servant to tell the people in the land what is going to happen. If that land continues to sin against God and turn their back away from the Lord and turn to idol gods, then God's wrath will be upon that land. God's wrath and anger is provoked by the ungodliness of people. It says here in verse 6 of Jeremiah 25, "Do not follow other gods to serve them and to worship them, and do not provoke me to anger by the work of your hands. Then I will do you no harm." In other words, God will not do any harm to any of his children if they do not follow other gods, do not serve other gods, do not worship any other gods, and he will not be provoked when we are following and obeying and doing and saying and seeking and serving the one true Most High God, Almighty Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, the Lord of hosts. When we sincerely, with all genuineness in our hearts, seek God, obey him, love him. He woke us up today. He blessed us with cars to drive, buses to ride, feet to walk. We are alive and breathing oxygen. The Lord God give us clothes to wear, food to eat, give us a roof over our head. Thank you, Lord God. He is so merciful and gracious and kind to us, even when we are not kind. Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace and mercy. Turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 5, beginning in verse 11. "Therefore, as I live, this is the declaration of the Lord God, I am going to cut you off and show you no pity, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable practices and abominations. Yes, I will not spare you. We see here in Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 11, that God says that he will show no pity. Why? Because it says here in God's word, the Holy Bible, the Lord God said, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable practices and abominations. A lot of people don't realize that in today's era that we're living in, that people are practicing detestable actions in the house of God. People are practicing abominations in the house of God. Please, as Yeshua Jesus said in the Word of God, do not be deceived. Please, Lord God, I pray for discernment for all those who are listening to this message. The discernment of Almighty God will come into the heart, mind, soul, and spirit to open blind eyes by the Holy Spirit, by the power of God in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, so he or she will know the truth. And as Jesus, Yeshua said, the truth will set you free. We are continuing our teaching part one titled Retribution. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning in verse 30. For the Judeans have done what is evil in my sight. This is the Lord's declaration. They have set up their detestable things in the house that is called by my name and defiled it. The Word of God says here in the Holy Bible that even in Jeremiah's day, people were practicing and setting up detestable things in the house of God. That is happening today. There are detestable practices and abominations in the house of God. What seemed to be righteous and holy is not so, because the ulterior motive behind that action is not to really reach out to people to bring them into the kingdom of God. The motive for the actions is to bring in money to pay for this and that. Don't get me wrong. I know money is needed to pay for certain things, for the building to continue to function. However, some places of worship are abusing and misusing people's funds in order to pay exorbitant salaries to those ones in leadership in those places of worship. We are living in hard economical times. People are starving, not only physically starving for food, but spiritually starving for God's word. So in summary for this first part teaching called Retribution, the question I want to ask you, what is the evil that provoked the Lord's anger? Number one, it was worshiping false gods. Number two, it was bowing down to false gods. And number three, placing detestable and abominations in the house of God, and that house which bears his name. The Lord's will, next week, we will be teaching on the title, which is the second part of this teaching called Repentance. And it's going to be a great teaching for those ones who want to know how to be saved from the coming disaster and destruction that is humbling and horrific by God's hand through his son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, HaMashiach, Yeshua, by the Holy Spirit. If you want to continue to receive free Holy Bible focused teaching that lifts up the name of Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, by the Holy Spirit, go to our website, butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com, and click on Radio International Evangelism. God bless you.